And that energy really lives on, like, through the gym today. I'm sure all the fighters in here, I mean, that has to be in the back of your mind. You know, I'm training in the place, Fifth Street Gym. I mean, the history of this gym, I got to live up to that and fill those shoes.
There'd be times where I'd be sitting here and I'd call up and we'd FaceTime and he would watch the spar with me and everyone would be like, Muhammad Ali's watching me spar. And he'd be like, I want to see somebody fall. So, you know, I mean, one time I got Oliver McCall, who's a former heavyweight champ of the world, to lay down and find, like, he got hit and went and I got knocked out, you know. Like, heavyweight champ, Oliver McCall.
Right.
Like, Muhammad, I want you to go down, whatever. It's like, sure, he got hit. And he laid down like he got knocked out. Guy's never been knocked down in his entire career, world champion.
Right.
But he would do it, like, it's great, like you said. He just had this awesome personality, this aura about him. And I think it continues. There's got to be something with the gym that it's the energy, you know, it's not...
Yep.
I mean, he does an awesome job, don't get me wrong, with the fighters. He's here in the privates, and he's up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he's here at 9 o'clock at night. But last week he did a Christmas party, now, so last month he did a Christmas party, and I was kind of making albums because I used to have a restaurant. So I'm making the albums, and I looked up for a second, I see a crowd, and one of our fighters, he's 6'9". I'm like, who's that guy that's tall sitting next to him? I'm like, that looks like Tyson Fury. I'm like, I hope Tyson Fury would be here. I'm like, that's Tyson Fury. Just watch
a Christmas party. We, if I would have invited him, he wouldn't have come. But out of the blue, he comes. He's like, I've been walking around all day looking for this place. He's wearing pink Versace. His kids are wearing Fendi shorts and no shirts and $40,000 gold Rolexes on. His wife and him were so pleasant and so they were so honored to be here. I was honored to have them, and they won up me. They were like, no. We're so flattered. I'm so glad. I was like, champ. He took, and he was... It humbles people to come here. Mm-hmm. Muhammad humbles everybody. The spirit of Muhammad Ali, to the point where he did a Muhammad Ali and took as many pictures and asked as many. He wasn't too busy. He's on vacation.
Right.
He's got better things to do than sit around with a bunch of us. You know, there's no reason to sit here. He sat here and took as many pictures and asked as many questions. It like brings up this place brings up the best in people. And I hold it over. I hold Muhammad Ali over his head.
Right.
Muhammad Ali ran 6 miles to the gym every day. If you're a fighter,
and sweats and work boots, and
exactly.
Right?
So if you're crying about running, I bust your chops about that. If you're a celebrity, you act a little too celebrity on me, I bust your chops about that. They say, oh, you know. So I've had celebrities ask me, and I don't want to say who, but. Can you shut the gym for me? I said, we didn't shut it for Muhammad Ali. We're not shutting it for you. And they shut
right,
up.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
Problem solved.
I am the greatest.